Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Have you ever heard a name that just seems so incongruous that you wondered how in the world somebody ever came to use it in the first place? I thought about that when I heard some comments regarding the typically New England winter that the mid-Atlantic states had been experiencing this year. Some people were scoffing, huh, so much for global warming. Global warming was a term I'm sure its creators kicked themselves for using in the first place. Sure, when you're looking at the polar ice caps melting and glaciers melting worldwide, global warming seems like a perfect name, doesn't it? But that was only part of the picture. And as anyone who took high school physics knows, as water evaporates, it causes evaporational cooling. And also what goes up must come down. So if more water evaporates in some areas of the world, it's going to be both colder and it's going to be a lot wetter, too. But global warming, the name has stuck. And now that we are a global community, there are now people you can go to help you choose a name for your baby to ensure that the name that sounds just absolutely perfect and noble and wonderful in this culture doesn't mean something like illegitimate son of a diseased whore in some other culture. So the names we use, the labels we use, are very, very important. I struggle with one of these name debacles every day. Years and years ago, we started using the word leadership to refer to having a canine parental response with a dog. This was based on several facts. One was the knowledge that domestication suspends an animal in a physiologically and behaviorally immature state that would seem to suggest that a more parental relationship with that animal would make more sense than competing with that animal. Secondly, you don't have to see very many dogs to realize that their individual temperaments span the spectrum from the most solitary to the most social. Consequently, if you try to relate to those animals in a competitive way, you're going to find yourself getting into problems. That competitive approach is going to have quite a different effect on a solitary or semi-solitary dog than it will on a highly social one. On the other hand, regardless of the individual dog's social orientation and heritage, they all had parents. Consequently, taking a canine parental approach was the most energy efficient as well as the most biologically sound. So for a while, it worked. But then, biology and common sense fell prey to pop culture. Among other things, we had a talented lyrics writer who wrote a famous rock song, Leader of the Pack. And the leader of that pack was anything but parental in any way. In sports, the leader was the team that was able to beat all the other teams to cold. And in training, leadership took on that same spin. It wasn't parental. It was competitive. It mimicked the relationship between littermates or packmates. It was indistinguishable from dominant. I struggle with the term leadership because it has just been so bastardized in the training field. It's really, really useless. And yet the only thing I've come up with to replace it, the canine parental response, seems so clunky, so unwieldy compared to leadership. And yet on the other hand, when I see the kinds of problems that dogs get into because their owners lack these basic skills, because they've engaged in competitive relationships with their dogs in which everything is based on either rewarding the dog or punishing the dog instead of parental skills. It seems to me that the canine parental response, or CPR, is a good term because some of these relationships are badly in need of resuscitation. And if something doesn't change in that relationship, those dogs are going to die.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.